Be a faithful householder, July 10. Then said he unto them, Therefore every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new and old. Truth constantly enriches the receiver. The minds of those who receive the truth increase in activity, as they exercise their talents, seeking to improve every capability. Their mental and spiritual power strengthen, for where there is spiritual life, there is development and growth. There is no possibility of the treasures of the householder diminishing, if rightly used. Mighty truths have been buried beneath the sophistry of error, but they will be found by the diligent searcher. As he finds and opens the treasure house of the precious jewels of truth, it is no robbery, for all who appreciate these jewels may possess them, and then they too have a treasure house to open to others. He who imparts does not deprive himself of the treasure, for as he examines it, that he may present it in such a way as to attract others, he finds new treasures. The treasures of truth in our possession must be given to the world, that they may have opportunity to learn the value of truth. The necessities of those who are suffering from spiritual poverty must be relieved. And not only will the minds of those helped be impressed, but the mind of him who is doing the work will be quickened by the power of the Holy Spirit. Through the cooperation of the power that comes from God alone, he will be enabled to make the truth so plain that it will vibrate in other minds. Christ died for the whole world. Yet how few fill the place God has assigned to them as householders. The talents lent us in trust are to be used to benefit and bless others. They are lent to be improved. Their value is in themselves. Whether or not the one to whom they are entrusted realizes their value, they remain the same. But, if he does not appreciate them, they are of no value to him. Money may be locked up in various ways. It is still money. But it is of no special benefit to anyone. But money wisely invested brings money in return, which may be used to gain more money. Thus it is with the householder's treasure, the word of the living God. The use made of the gems of truth determines their value to the possessor. They are to be used to help and bless and save those for whom the Lord gave his only begotten Son. Then they are of the highest value to us. And in this way our talents increase constantly. We add jewel to jewel. The parable of the householder.